The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio, and today's is the Lone Ranger, Cattlemen versus Sheep Ranchers.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-oh, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Nowhere in the written history of the United States will you find the name of the Lone Ranger, most picturesque and colorful character ever to ride the plains and prairies of the Old West. No one ever knew where he came from, nor where he went. The Lone Ranger was a phantom figure, a masked rider of justice who rode the trails of long ago to right the wrongs of the oppressed. People of seven states had thrilled to his daring actions. Though the history books have forgotten him, the early pioneers will always remember his courageous spirit, which so typified the nation builders of yesteryear. Listen to those silver-shod hoofs. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver, old boy! That's it, old fellow! Stretch out those great legs of yours! Donald's waiting for us! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
The cattlemen of the West banded together to keep the sheep raisers off the rangelands, but found they'd have to fight stiff opposition. Tonight's Lone Ranger adventure concerns, as its central figure, Amos Franklin, who owned thousands of sheep which grazed on the open range surrounding the town of Mariposa. As our first scene opens, we see Vince Bennett and his friend Scar Gordon, the outlaw, riding through the night toward the direction of Franklin's home.
Think we went far enough with our job, Gordon?
Sure thing. That sheep herd Amos Franklin won't start something now, or he never will.
It'll be pretty late when we get to his house. Hope he'll be there.
Where else could he go? You know, Vince, how much you'd be welcome around the town, don't you?
Yeah. There ain't a man in town wouldn't enjoy starting an argument with Franklin.
Well, said argument would lead to bullets.
One less sheep herder to spoil the land for cattle.
Yeah.
Gordon.
Huh?
I've been doing some thinking.
Well?
Who was it that gave you that scar on your face?
What's it to you?
I'm just asking.
Bull McPherson. Why?
Big cattleman, ain't he?
Yeah. The scar ain't all they done to me. Made it so hot for me, I don't dare show myself around any man's ranch.
Sizable price on your head.
Well, I'll get along with that prodding cattle.
I wonder if your scheme in fixing the Franklin sheep ain't just partly for cash profit and part for revenge on Bull McPherson.
What do you care, Vince? As long as you get paid.
I don't. A man can be curious, though, can he?
If he ain't too much so. It's just as well if a man minds his own affairs.
Sure.
Get up there. Get along, boy.
Hope the cash return from this scheme of yours is as big as you say it's to be.
Listen, Vince, don't you worry about that. If we don't get rich from this job I got planned, my name ain't Scar Gordon.
Maybe your name ain't that.
Huh?
Plenty of men left their real names east of the Mississippi. Oh, there's Franklin's place.
Yeah. Oh,
there. The scheme is for me to go on ahead, ain't it?
Yes, so. See that you pose as a cattleman and carry it off in good shape. I aim to make old Franklin shell out some of his hidden cash money.
You wait here. Come on, boy. Come on. Get up there. Hold on. Likely the old galoot's abed. Yeah, I'll wake him pronto. Hey there, Franklin. Amos, you there?
Who's there?
Open up. I'm from the South Range with word for you.
Just a minute.
I rode all the way here to pass a warning to you.
Warning? I've had them before.
Yeah, well, get this. Your doggone sheep spoiled the North Range for cattle. What's more, they've been at all the good watering places around here, so a cow can't get a drink no more.
Ain't my fault if cows are so pernickety. They won't drink where the sheep's been.
No?
What's more, I got as much right here as any cow man has, and I aim to stay here.
Amos, this is the last warning. You'll find your herder hogtied, his dog shot, and no end of sheep on their backs and gullies. I reckon they won't last very long.
Why, you ornery...
That's the last time you get warnings. Next time, it'll be you the boys will come for. That's all I got to say. Think it over and pull stakes. Just think it over mighty good.
You dog killer! You ornery coyote! Dad ratted snake, you!
What?
Injun, did you hear what that polecat's done?
Tonto here.
Killed my dog. Broke my herder, put no end of sheep on the back so they can't get up on the feet again.
You got plenty good sheep.
Most valuable breeze there is.
Me go. Find herder. Cut rope.
No, Injun. You rid in here, tuck it out from a 2 days' travel. I told you you could bed down my place and get a needed rest. Now you do just that. I'll get my boots on, go and untie Sam.
Other rider come.
Maybe the same one coming back again.
This not same horse. This other horse.
No one but an Injun could tell horses hoofs like that.
Hold on.
Now, who can that be?
Hey there, Franklin.
Call your name and state your business, or I close this door and shove a rifle through the window.
Take it easy. Here's your friend.
Yeah? Well, I ain't got no friends around here, and I don't look to have none.
Maybe you do for a surprise, then. I don't suppose you heard many of the cattlemen yet, have you?
Scar Gordon.
The same.
Ain't it sort of risky for you to travel like this with the law hunting you?
I'd advise against throwing a gun on me to try and capture me for that reward money.
What do you want here?
Told you that I come as a friend.
Well?
I come and I'm making trouble for you. Maybe you don't know it yet.
What's that to do with you?
Ask your herder. He tell you that I found him roped and let him loose.
You did?
Sure.
Where's he now?
Tending his job and watching the sheep. Reckon he'll be able to save considerable of them by setting them back on their feet before it's too late.
You done that?
Sure I did. I ain't as black as them cattlemen has pictured me.
Maybe not.
Fact is, Amos, I'd hanker to give you a hand in fighting them critters.
The cattlemen?
The same.
How?
I got a plenty of men lined up with me. For the most part, they're fellows like me that are hunted by the law.
Yeah?
Catch for a barn, a couple of cows, and things like that. None of them really bad, you savvy.
From what's been said, you're plenty bad.
Well, folks misjudge me, Franklin. Now, if you aim to let them cow and drive you out of here, all right. It's none of my affair. But if you aim to make a stand, you got to have some help.
They ain't driving me out.
Then you better hire some guns. What about it?
Now, that means a range war, don't it?
Well, it's war or clear out. You can take your choice.
I got as much right here as anyone.
Sure you have.
No matter where I go, it's always the same story.
And you may as well make a stand here and show the cowman that you aim to keep to your rights.
By hiring your men to fight for me, eh?
Sure.
That takes cash.
Don't tell me that a man that's dealt in the quality stock you have for so many years ain't got cash.
Maybe I have. But I just ain't sure I want to spend it for gunmen. But let's hear your proposition.
Come on in the house, Amy.
Tonto, the faithful Indian companion of the Lone Ranger, learned the purpose of Gordon's errand and realized that it might cause a range war. He left the sheep raiser's home at once, heading toward Franklin's flocks, where a herder kept watch through the lonely hours of the night. There, Tonto dismounted and spoke to the man.
You get tied?
Huh? Yeah, got tied.
You find sheep on back?
Yeah, try to. They can't get around to look for him. Ain't even got my dog left. Some ornery snake come and tied me.
Me no.
Wait, Injun. I want to send word. I can't leave the sheep. I want to let my boss know.
Get him up, White Fire.
While While Tonto raced on toward the distant camp of the Lone Ranger, Amos Franklin finally agreed to a deal with Scar Gordon the outlaw. We find Scar 1 hour later as he draws his horse to a halt at a camp in a dry arroyo. His friend Vince Bennett and the rest of his gang are awaiting him.
Hi, Scar. How'd you make out?
Good as could be expected. Hey, you men, wake up. Turn out. I got some word for you.
I told the boys you'd be coming here before daybreak.
Can't you let a man get some sleep?
We've plenty of time to sleep when we get our cash. Listen, boys, I got a job lined up. We got Vince Bennett here lined up with us. He proved downright valuable because he can go and come as he darn pleases in the town, being as he ain't wanted by the law.
Well, what about it? What good will that do us?
Now, listen to me and you're savvy. Amos Franklin aims to start a range war.
That ornery sheepherder?
Well, he maybe is, but he deals in quality sheep. Every one of them critters of his is valuable.
He's a sheepman nonetheless.
Take it easy, boys, and hear the scheme through.
He wants to hire the lot of us to fight for him.
He's got a plenty of money to spend, boys.
That ain't all. If we clean out the cattlemen, we no longer have to be afraid of showing ourselves in town. You see what I'm getting at?
The chance to wipe all the cowmen out and get paid for it, huh?
And top it off by taking over their cattle.
Scar, is that what you plan to do?
Why not?
But if that's what you was after, why didn't you just attack the cowmen in the first place?
Yeah? Have them call out the army to wipe us out?
They can still do it.
Sure. But you don't think they will, do you?
Well, I...
Listen, Vince. The cowmen would likely call troops to help put a pack of outlaws on the run. But it'd hurt their pride too deep if they call out the soldiers to lick a sheep herder.
Oh, I savvy.
Even if they won, they never hear the end of it. They'd be the laughing stock of everyone in the West. Calling troops to lick an ornery sheepman. Ain't likely to.
Pretty slick, I'd call it. That's the best scheme I ever heard of.
You like a scheme, boys?
You get Amos Franklin's cash.
Everyone's cattle and the house as well. We just take over the country.
That's it. And when we're finished with the cowmen, then we'll drive the sheepmen out. How's that?
When do we start?
Quiet, boys. No, quiet down. Let me finish.
Go ahead. Let's hear the rest.
We stay right here all day tomorrow. That gives Vince Bennett the chance to rile the cowmen up, you see? And tomorrow night, the fun begins.
In the meantime, Tonto urged his horse with utmost speed throughout the whole of the night. But it was daybreak before he reached the woodland clearing where the Lone Ranger was camped, miles from Amos Franklin's ranch.
Oh, I didn't look for you to be here so soon.
There plenty trouble.
Trouble?
Range war. Plenty outlaw near town.
What do you mean?
Then start fight. You come fast.
Tell me, Kimi.
Get him, Silver.
All right. I'll get Silver ready to ride while you talk. Here, Silver. Here, boy.
How to help you. Here, saddle.
All right, Tonto. Now tell me what's going on.